Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Well, 1, 2, 3, come. 1, 2, 3, come. Come. Just stand right here. Read that verse for me.
It's in Deuteronomy 29:29.
Yes.
The secret things belong unto the Lord our God.
One more time.
The secret things belong unto the Lord our
God. So we're talking about hidden manna. Who does the hidden manna belong to? The hidden manna belongs to whom? The Lord. One more time.
The secret things belong unto the Lord our God.
All right.
But those things which are revealed belong unto us.
Did you hear me? There is a moment where manna is given to you. To him who overcomes, to him I will give what? The hidden manna. There is a moment when the hidden secret that belongs only to God, when God sees that you have overcome, when God sees that you have not given up in your family, when God sees that you've not given up with the trials around you, you have been diligent to run after God, God will then release something in heaven called a secret information. That secret now that belonged to God, it leaves the hand of God and now it comes into your hand. There is one such interaction where people are going to look at you and say, but we didn't study this in Bible college. Because it was never supposed to have been in an organization. It comes from the heart of God to your heart. There is a verse that says that he gives you more wisdom than of your teachers. Your teachers will look at you and say, but I didn't teach you this. Which book did you read? And it wasn't book that you read. It was your journey with God. You never gave up. I can't quit. Somebody say that. I can't quit. But those that which are revealed belong unto
to us. And to our children forever.
So what is happening is, there is, let's say, don't look at him, they are young. There is a father that didn't have a revelation. Now the son is coming and saying, no, I have to overcome. So the son receives a revelation that the father never had. Because of persistence, because they never quit, they pursued God. They waited on the Lord. They overcame everything that the devil threw. Every spoke in your wheel, you refuse to lay down and die. So what happens is now you qualify to receive something that your father did not receive. So what happens is, please hold on, okay? Don't leave the church yet. You will begin to hear your father say, who do you think you are? Your own father will say, well, you think you know more than me. Because the father is seeing that the son has something that he never had. And there are very few fathers on this earth that can appreciate a son's revelation and can celebrate it with a secure heart. And that is why many times your own family members are the ones that persecute you first. And the enemy makes them persecute you because you are supposed to be their deliverer. So the only way they are not delivered is if they can fight their own deliverer. So what is revealed to the son, the Bible says, is now available to what?
To our children forever.
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 Somebody say forever.
Forever.
That means that there is a previous generation that has a blanket over them. There is a previous generation lineage that has a veil over them. They're not having the kind of understanding that was supposed to. There is a lack of enlightenment. But something starts with you today. And God is saying, if you can overcome. Did you hear me? I said, if you can overcome, something new is starting with your lineage. That spirit of limitation that was on your father's life breaks with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, if you can have a revelation about God, not a general understanding about God, a personalized revelation about God, what is going to happen is, starting with you and all the children that is following you, forever, they will never know God as God Almighty. They will begin to know God as the Jehovah God. They will begin to say, I know him as Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is my provider. He is my healer. He's not just a God upstairs. I know him. And what I know, now my children will know. My God, my God, my God, my God. I don't know how you can sit down on this word like this. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. It blows my mind. God is saying that if you can overcome, you will receive something. Now that will remain with your children forever. Forever. Some of you are changing the trajectory of your home today. So, to him who overcomes, what will be given?
A hidden manna.
A hidden manna. What else is there in that verse? What is else God giving you? A hidden manna.
And he will give him a white stone.
And he will give him a white stone. A stone that says it's a beginning. A stone of purity. A stone that represents Genesis.
And in the stone, a new name written.
And on the stone, there shall be a new name written on it. So what God is saying is that that old name has to go. Hear me. Now they are in heaven. They've already overcome. Their past is behind. What is the need for a new name? They're already in heaven. They've made it. They've reached. But God, it was important for God, even in heaven, to say, I'm disconnecting you from something and I'm connecting you to something else. Yes. To him who overcomes, I will give a new name. Something about God that knew what he was doing. That he says that, now that you have overcome, I need to give you a new name. Something that represents the new dimension that you are part of. The old name that you had, it was relevant from where you are coming from. That was needed where you came from. in the realms of the earth that was important. But that which worked for you on the realms of the earth will not work for you in the dimensions of heaven. So when God is about to shift somebody to a new dimension, He starts off with a revelation in your spirit. The revelation will always lead you to a new name. The new name is the key that you have to open new doors. The new name is what God gives you to open new dimensions. Somebody says, but names are not important. You know, you just need to be washed by the blood of Jesus and baptized and that's it. No. If names are not important, why did God give Jesus a name? And He said, I will make this name, the name, He gave the name power and gave the name authority, and He placed the name above all other names. In fact, specifically it says when He endured the cross, okay, it says then He gave Him a name above all names. There is a moment when His name Jesus is now all of a sudden the same name is elevated above all other names. Until He endured the cross, that name was His. Until the cross, if somebody asked Jesus, who is Jesus? Oh, He's a guy from Nazareth. But when He endured the cross, that name was elevated above all other names.
Prophet, it's in Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse 8, it says, and being found in human form.
So in human form, why is it important for us to say? Because it is talking about us humans. Okay? So don't say that it's just for Jesus and He was God. No. There is a reason why the Bible says He was in human form, because He's talking to other people who has human form. So I'm not sure if you're human or reptilian, but whichever group you are in, choose the word right. Are you with me? Okay.
He humbled Himself by becoming obedient.
Humility brings obedience. The reason why you cannot obey and you say, but I have this, this is how I think. No. You have a problem with humility. Because when humility comes, submission is voluntary. Obedience becomes easy.
To the point of death.
Not just obey, to the point of death. Meaning, whatever it costs for me to follow Jesus. Whatever. And what happens?
Even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly...
Therefore. Because He endured, because He overcame, because He did not walk away from God. Life will give you everything to walk away from God. Demons will give you every excuse to make you think that God is not fair. The devil will daily do things to you, to your car, to give you a flat tire, fire you from your job, just so that he can make you think that God is not good. But Jesus was obedient unto death. Some people, you get a fever and you're already doubting if God loves you. But here it says, unto death He was what? Faithful. So what happens? Therefore,
God has highly exalted Him.
Oh, God has highly exalted Him.
And bestowed on Him the name that is above every name.
So that means something happened. There is an elevation that comes to you. There is a bestowment. There is a giving power to a name. All of a sudden, that name is above all other names. And what happens to that name? So that
at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
Every knee should bow.
In heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
So what God is saying is that there can be a power that is attached to a name. A power can be attached to your name. Because most people would read this verse and they'll think, ah yeah, but that happened to Jesus. No, 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 no. It started off by saying human form, meaning this is applicable to anybody that is a human. That God can touch your name and see that you've endured the cross and now bestow upon you a blessing on your name. Now that name does not function the way it functioned when Joseph and Mary was like, Jesus, can you bring that wood for me? No, 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 no. This time they call that same name Jesus. Demons are going to shake. Because something was bestowed upon that name. And elevation arrives. Child of God, God is sending a grace upon your name. This is something you have to hear and say, if God did that to the name Jesus, may the Lord do that to my name as well. Because your name has dimensions in it. Your name is a summary of your life. Hear me carefully. Should I go deeper?
Yes.
Say, take your seats. Your name represents many, many things. Many things. Your name. There was a moment where Isaac was named Isaac. And if you ask Sarah, why did you name him Isaac? She will tell you, I laughed. This kid makes me laugh. This kid brings joy to me. So the origin of that name is what? Laughter. So a name is a representation of where you came from. Where you came. Ah, your father was watching some movie. And he really thought that actor was very good looking. And he called you your name from that actor. Not knowing that actor also has a past. And all of a sudden, there is a line from you to that actor's life. And you're not realizing why certain things are happening to you. Because somebody somewhere made a connection to you to another person's life. You look through the Bible, you will see that from the book of Genesis, even from Adam, God said, I need you to have dominion over this earth, over all the kingdoms, all the animals. But the way you're going to have dominion over them is God said, I'm going to bring the animals one by one. And I want you to name them. Because you cannot have dominion over what you've not named. Are you following what I'm saying? Then comes their child that really loves God, but they made a mistake. They called him Abel. You know Cain and Abel? Okay. The first two boys. And what did they name him? Abel. The meaning of Abel was vapor, wind, breath. So what happens? Cain comes and murders Abel. Gone like the wind. Disappeared like a vapor. Don't name your children whatever names you hear in your family. Because you know what is going to happen. It will be according to what you have named. So a name can bring an explanation to your origin. And a name can be a prophecy. Another moment in the Bible you see where Esau and Jacob. Esau comes to the father and discovers that Jacob had stolen his blessings. And now he's crying to the father saying, is there nothing left for me? Can you please bless me? And you hear Isaac say, indeed, just like his name, he has stolen this blessing as well. Just like his name. Just like his name. Meaning, in other words, he's saying, he has to get this blessing because a name was named after it. You become as you are named. He's saying that the reason why this blessing has located him is because there was a declaration that came from a superior place saying that this is how his history will be. So when he achieved what he was supposed to achieve, everybody is shocked except his father. He's saying, well, that's his name. What else did you expect? Are you following what I'm saying? You are a product of your name. Many people that named names, they are not aware of what they're doing. But look all the way to the New Testament. God is showing how a name can carry power. The name of Jesus carried a positive power. That means if there is a positive power, there is also a negative power. There is a place where there is a certain limitation that comes upon you. And that limitation can be spoken through somebody that did not have understanding, and they named you something. And then now it follows you for the rest of your life. Until God says, I have seen you overcome certain things. That's what happens with Jacob. The word Jacob means deceiver. What? Deceiver. There comes a moment when an angel of the Lord is now wrestling with Jacob, and Jacob is like crying. He's saying, you know, I will not let you go without you blessing me. He's wrestling with the angel, and all the way to the morning he wrestles with the angel, until a moment comes where the angel of the Lord says, hold on, I can bless you, but before I bless you, I need to know, what is your name? Are you telling me the angel of the Lord did not know his name? No, but there was a transfer that was supposed to happen.
Prophet, it's in Genesis chapter 32. Uh-huh. It says, then the man said, let me go, for dawn is breaking. Uh-huh. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Uh-huh. What is your name? The man asked. He replied, Jacob. Uh-huh. Your name will no longer be Jacob, the man told him. From now on, you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and with men and have won.
To him who overcomes. To him who overcomes. That means there is a wrestling that you even have to do with God. Some of you like prayed 3 minutes and you're upset that God didn't answer. This brother, he wrestled with God physically, not spiritually, all the way till the morning. Today we find it hard to pray for 20 minutes. He wrestled with God all the way to the morning. And now God is like, man, this guy is not going to let me go. So he's okay, what do you want? He said, I will not let you go without you blessing me. And he said, okay, you want a blessing? We'll work on your blessing. But how does he work on the blessing? He said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, but you shall not remain Jacob anymore. I'm calling you what? From now on, you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and with men and have won. So when you win, God wants to release something to you. He wants to release a blessing. So here, hear me carefully. If you don't remember anything what I shared today, remember this. The way God was going to give him a blessing was not giving him a camel. The way God was going to bless him was by giving him a new name. So some of you are thinking, I need a blessing. No, you need a new name. So God is saying, I'm giving you a new identity. You shall not function like the way you were functioning before. Now you're going to function as my extended arm. A name that is above other names. Other names now bow down to your name. Other names now will begin to respond to your name. There are demons that will not respond to your old identity, will respond to your new identity in Christ. So what is God saying? God is giving them a new name on that white stone. To him who overcomes, I'm giving you a new name. Because that new name is going to take you to a new season. It's taking you to a new chapter. It's taking you to a new dimension. Some of you need to study the origin behind your names. You have to find out why did my parents name this. When you name your children, you're prophesying over them. May the Lord give you a new name in the Spirit.
Listen to prophetic and powerful sermons like this, now available on the Shai Drew Matthew app. Download for your Android or Apple devices.
Hello, welcome again. Thank you for being part of this Revive Nations family. We want to take a moment to appreciate all the partners around the world to help us to get this word out to you. And I know that this word that you just heard right now has kindled your spirit. Thank you for your generosity, and every seed is a blessing to us. May God remember your giving and richly bless you. Much love and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.